Chapter 7, Loving God and Seeking His Presence. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40, it is written, "And he replied to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind or intellect.' This is the great, most important principle, and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as you do yourself. These two commandments sum up, and upon them depend, all the law and the prophets." In Psalm 16, verse 11, and Psalm 27, verse 4, and verses 7 and 8, "You always show me the path that leads to life. You will fill me with joy when I am with you. You will give me endless pleasures at your right hand. I am asking the Lord only for one thing. Here is what I want. I want to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I want to look at the beauty of the Lord. I want to worship him in his temple. Lord, hear my voice when I call out to you. Show me your favor and answer me. My heart says, look to him. Lord, I will look to you." Chapter 7, Devotional 1, An Act of Worship. Give your heart and treasures to God. In John 12, 3 and 7 through 8, we read, "Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume, and she poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume." "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." It was the Jewish custom at the time to provide guests who came into your home with water and a towel for the washing of feet. We don't know if this already had happened. We do know from the opening verses that Jesus was sharing a meal with Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead, with Judas, who would betray him, with Martha and Mary, Lazarus' sisters. Martha was serving as Mary enters and pours a pint of expensive perfume on the feet of Jesus and begins to wash and wipe his feet with her hair. Judas objected and declared that this was wasteful and frivolous. Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. Jesus' response, "Let her alone so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." A quote from John 12, verses 6 through 8. Many, even Christians, might agree with Judas' view that this was wasteful. Jesus saw Mary's actions as an expression of intense personal worship. She took what she had and offered it to Jesus. She humbled herself and washed Jesus' feet and wiped them with her hair. She prepared and anointed him for what was to come. Are you focused on worldly business or kingdom business? Are you willing to give your treasure to Jesus as a sacrificial offering? Are you willing to exalt Jesus by humbling yourself, kneeling and washing others' feet? Are you willing to be bold in your faith and risk the world calling you crazy for Jesus? Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to speak to your heart today and show you what he desires from you as an act of worship. Like Mary, give him your love and treasure willingly. Lord, thank you for this powerful example of worship and sacrifice. Mold my heart so that I, like Mary, can approach you with love and humility and give you my treasures. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.